there is a terrific increase in the use of computers, word processors, and many other electronic devices. Young people can usually adapt themselves quite easily to these changes in office routine. After a few weeks' training, they readily slip into the habit of using the most complex new electronic equipment. But older men and women are finding the increasing mechanization of office work very hard to take. They have difficulty in mastering the technical know-how of these advanced machines, even though some of the most complicated calculators and computers are advertised as being user-friendly. Such middle-aged employees do not find them friendly at all. And many of them give up in despair, even to the extreme point of committing suicide. Certainly, mental depression is one of the common modern diseases brought on by excessive dehumanization of office techniques. Even young people, straight out of college, begin to complain of various physical ailments after operating these electronic marvels for long periods. They suffer from declining eyesight or blurred vision, from having to keep their gaze fixed all the time on the computer screens, and they develop severe muscular pains in the neck, shoulders, and lower back. This trend towards office automation, therefore, is not without its problems of adaptation to new kinds of physical and mental stress. The traditional physical exercises all Japanese workers perform at the beginning of the day and at intervals throughout their work periods are certainly a help in relieving the aches and pains and emotional frustrations of office life. but even more important, is the ability to adapt, to be flexible. The younger you are, the more easily it is to do these things.